Welcome to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM on your radio dial, and we are also streaming live at kkrn.org. So thanks for listening here. I've got a great show. I'm Mike McNamara. I'll be your host for the next hour, bringing you a lot of great music, a lot of new music. I've got a couple of oldies, got a couple of older artists. I wanted newer songs by them I wanted to share with you. And to kick it off, a music icon, Willie Nelson, just came out last month with a new album. It's called Ride Me Back Home, and it is his, Willie actually just turned 86 years old, 86 years young, Willie Nelson, amazing artist. He's been at it, I think his first debut album was back in about 1962. He's done 98 studio albums. Some of those were collaborative. He's done about 69 studio albums solo, just him and his work. He's a great songwriter, great guitar player. I just love his style on his old beat-up classical guitar. And he actually just, I think about a half year ago, came out with a tribute album to Frank Sinatra, doing Frank Sinatra songs. It's called My Way, very fittingly. But this new album, Ride Me Back Home, it does have a few songs that Willie wrote himself, and I wanted to share one of those with you. It's called One More Song to Write. He's got a lot of other great songs on the album, including some Guy Clark songs, so you'll want to check it out. But this one, a lot of people are saying that's the reason, this is what keeps Willie going. One More Song to Write, Willie Nelson.
To burn. I've got one more endless night, one more lesson to be learned, one more hill to climb, and it's somewhere in my mind. I'll know it when it's right. I've got one more song to write. I got one more horse to ride, no more secrets left to hide, no more staring at the sun, just to watch them ponies run, no more bounty to divide, there ain't no secrets left to hide, my life's an open. Turn the page and have a look. I got one more song to write. I got one more bridge to burn. I've got one more endless night, one more lesson to be learned, one more hill to climb, and it's somewhere in my mind. I'll know it when it's right. I've got one more song to write. I got one more song to write.
got one more bridge to burn. I've got one more endless night, one more lesson to be learned, one more hill to climb, and it's somewhere in my mind. I'll know it when it's right. I've got one more song to write.
Stop. I feel alone. capital shines, but it's a poison gleam. See the monuments fall to God's great machine. And the world it sings, and the world it burns. I feel the world shaking as it turns. I feel the world shaking as it turns. Judgment comes like a lightning strike. The levees break and the oceans rise. And that little black train, it could be here tonight. So don't talk about love if your love won't burn. If your love won't fight, if your love won't yearn. 'Cause a love don't win if it waits on some return.
Welcome to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. If you're just tuning in, I'm Mike McNamara. We are also streaming live at kkrn.org. So that set finished up with Lula Wiles, great female trio band, originally from I think Boston, the Boston area, Boston, Massachusetts. That was a song called Shaking As It Turns off of their album from this year called What Will We Do? And Lula Wiles is a, as I mentioned, a trio. The band consists of Isa Burke, Eleanor Buckland, and Molly Obasawin. Obasawin. A little difficult to pronounce there, but they are a great band. I believe they met, they're all multi-instrumentalists. I believe they met at a music camp in New England, and they just got a great sound. They like to spin old-time music a bit and put their words into it, Lula Wiles. And before that, I had J.S. Ondara really be getting into his release from this year. It is called Tales of America. That was a song called Saying Goodbye. J.S. Ondara's got an interesting story. He's originally from Nairobi, Kenya, and is really into music and has been trying to come to the United States for quite some time. I think he started out doing kind of hard rock and was into the band Guns N' Roses and heard the song, a Bob Dylan song. And he then realized that that's the route he wanted to go, is kind of more folk and Americana music. And so, and he's now based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he chose that because that's originally where Bob Dylan was from, Minnesota. J.S. Ondara doing Saying Goodbye. And we also had a beautiful song by Our Native Daughters. That's a band that was just formed. It's a quartet with some amazing artists. See Allison Russell from the Birds of Chicago's in the band. Rainin Giddens from Carolina Chocolate Drops. She's got her own solo thing going too. She's in the band. Amethyst Kia and Layla McCullough. And what a sound. I mean, they all have just amazing voices. And the name of the album is Songs of Our Native Daughters, and they go by Our Native Daughters, the name of the band. That was a song called Moon Meets the Sun. And that album, Songs of Our Native Daughters, is on the Smithsonian Folkways label. Lula Wiles is also on that label, too. Pretty cool. Smithsonian is coming out with some supporting some great music, great bands, progressive bands. So let's see. Up next, wanted to do a little song. You may be aware that just last week was the 50th, hard to believe, 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon. And so I wanted to do, there's, you know, several songs out about that, but this one was, I found really unique. It's John Craigie, artist from Portland, based out of Portland, wrote a song called Michael Collins. And if you remember the story, Michael Collins was the one that had to wait in the LEM module that basically orbited around the moon while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin got to go down and hop around the moon. But Michael Collins played a very important part in that whole mission. And so John Craigie kind of approaches the history of that from the viewpoint of Michael Collins. This song Michael Collins was on John Craigie's No Rain, No Rose album that came out in 2017. Michael Collins.
1, 2, 3. I was born on Halloween in Roma, Italy. Just another white boy staring at the stars. And when I turned 39, me and the boys, we hit the sky. We hit it where we'd never been before. Oh, one small step for man, Jesus, goddamn. 22 hours hanging in the air. Sometimes you take the fame, sometimes you sit backstage. But if it weren't for me, them boys would still be there. It came time to land. Them boys, they shook my hand. They said, we'll call you up when we need a ride. And they went down to the ground, and I floated around with all them stars still twinkling in my eyes. Oh, one small step for man, Jesus, goddamn. 22 hours hanging in the air. Sometimes you take the fame, sometimes you sit backstage. But if it weren't for me, them boys would still be there. Them history books will write about that fateful night, them two fellas dancing on the moon. But they won't say nothing about me waiting patiently to bring them boys safely back home to you. Yeah, one small step for man, Jesus, goddamn. 22 hours hanging in the air. Sometimes you take the fame, sometimes you sit backstage. But if it weren't for me, them boys would still be there. Sometimes you take the fame, sometimes you sit backstage. But if it weren't for me, them boys would still be there.
Called the cable man, 'cause my screen was blurry. Seems the more I rush, all I do is worry. I'm too much like my mom, all she does is hurry. What's a girl to do today? door and carry me and my couch away. If you were here, you'd be my lifeboat, save me. But you're a million miles away. You're a million miles away. I'm sorry, but I know that it's too late. Come let the ocean flood underneath my door. Carry me and my couch away. If you were here, you'd be my lifeboat, save me. But you're a
greet you. At my door you're welcome in. There can be no transgression as a means to an end. On the wind the wolves are howling, open arms are closed in fear. Helping hands are clenched in anger, broken hearts beyond repair. Everything's so great, can't get better, makes me wanna cry. I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. There she stands so tall and mighty, with her keen and watchful eye, and the heart of a mother holding out her guiding light. Hard road to travel, this old rock from end to end. The sun it rises on her brow and sets upon the great expanse. Everything's so great, can't get better, makes me wanna cry. But I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. there she stands tall and mighty, her gaze facing the east. And at her back our doors are closing as we grin and bare our teeth. On the wind the wolves are howling, she cries they're drawing near. Well, turn around, my darling, no, the wolves are here. And everything's so great, can't get better, makes me wanna cry. But I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. Yeah, I'll go out howling at the moon tonight.
You're listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM, and also streaming live at kkrn.org. That was Mandolin Orange, a band that I'm really into. They just keep getting better and better. Mandolin Orange is Andrew Marlin and Emily France. Andrew is the primary songwriter. Emily France puts in some beautiful harmonies and some great fiddle. Andrew's a really good mandolin player, thus Mandolin Orange. And they came out with an album this year called Tides of a Teardrop, and that's a song called The Wolves. And that album is just really, really nice, just really nice to listen to in these very interesting and for some troubling times. It's a great album just to kick back and, you know, listen and feel kind of peaceful. And I think that's the intent of Mandolin Orange on this one. And before that, Molly Tuttle doing a song called Million Miles off of her new release. I think it's her debut full album. It's called When You're Ready. And Molly Tuttle is a young, amazing guitarist, songwriter, singer, and that's really and she's really getting a lot of attention. I saw just the other day she appeared at the Newport Folk Festival and did a set. I think she did her own set, but also did a set with Billy Strings, who's another really young, awesome musician. And Molly's originally from the Bay Area. I was fortunate to see her when she was pretty small kid, and you could tell, boy, just a lot of talent going on there. Molly Tuttle. So let's see. Yeah, let's move in. Got time for a few more songs here. So next up, I'm going to play a band you may have not heard of. I was got to hear them live here a short time ago. They are called the Musers. They are from the Bay Area, I believe, Sebastopol, actually. And I just really like their sound. They write all their own music, do their own arrangements. They're a trio. The band, the Musers, consists of Megan McLaughlin, Anita Bear Sanduina, and Tom Kuhn. Tom holds it down playing bass. They're all instrumentalists.